There was a song years ago. I can't stop talking about him and talking about him and talking about him. I can't stop talking about the man that I love. It's true though, isn't it? What we're in love with, we will talk about and think about all the time. It drives everything. Hopefully it's not ourselves. I'm going to share something very personal at this point, and I'm sure I can trust you to keep the confidence. I'm obsessed. I mean, I have an obsession, an addiction. I'm addicted to Jesus, the Pantocrator. That title has captivated me and my imagination. I can't stop thinking about it and telling anyone who will listen what it means at every available opportunity. It could get boring if you don't share my enthusiasm, but then I'm in love, so I can't stop talking about him. The Pantocrator. For me, it sums up everything that is the essence of his kingship, his majesty, his supremacy, his total other than I amness, if that's a word. You can find Pantocrator in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 6:18 and 9 times in the book in which his full glory is revealed, Revelation. You can find it in 1:8, 4:8, 11:17, 15:3, 16:7, 16:14, 19:6, 19:15, and 21:22, the Pantocrator. I must open it up so you can enjoy it too. It means the all-powerful, all-sustaining one. As a name or title, it's a compound of several Old Testament names for God. Yahweh, the Lord, the self-existent one who is always actively present in his creation, who is also, and this one's a personal favourite, the Lord of Sabaoth, the warrior king, or the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of heaven. Argue with that one. Our coming king. He's not coming again as a baby in a manger, but as a mighty conqueror, a warrior, the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Put these names together with the Old Testament name of El Shaddai. We translate it Almighty God. But El Shaddai means the breasted one, the nurturer, the sustainer and upholder of his creation. Isn't that lovely? But you get the word Pantocrator in the Greek. And this name of Jesus introduces us to the all-powerful one, the person, His Majesty, El Supremo, the one who sustains, upholds, nourishes, feeds, watches over and protects his creation. Did you ever doubt it? But there's more. God the Father delights to bring all things under him, and we, as his people, are lovingly and intentionally placed, as Graham Cook would say, in an assigned position in him. This gives us a standing unequalled in history. We are a chosen race, a people who are distinguished with royalty, a beloved nation appointed in the earth to bear his name. We are Christians, Christ ones. And we have an elevated status, a position and a divine connection that provides us with outrageous favour with God. Thinking about this, I'm consumed by his majesty, captivated by his beauty, disarmed by his kindness, and amazed by where he's placed me and keeps me by his power. I'm obsessed with him. He's my first thought on waking and my last thought at night. He is my magnificent obsession. Do you have one? Is it as magnificent as this? Beloved, I'm so happy to share mine because there is no sibling rivalry here.